At the Supreme Court, there's still controversy over the pink sheets filed by the petitioners at the registry. At yesterday's hearing, proceedings were halted for several hours due to disagreements over whether or not the pink sheets were actually filed with the court. Lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, was still cross-examining EC Boss Dr. Kujua Faridan. However, the respondents allege that they do not have most of the pink sheets Mr. Addison intends to use to cross-examine Dr. Faridan. Mr. Addison insisted that all the pink sheets were filed and asked the respondents to indicate those that they have so that those that they do not have could be identified. Bubu Klinugu and George Asikwe's report.
The respondents have for a long time indicated that the exhibits do not correspond with each other to the extent that different pink sheets have the same exhibit numbers. As things stand now, it is extremely difficult for lead counsel for the petitioners, Philip Addison, to continue cross-examining the chairman of the EC, Dr. Kujua Faridan, on the pink sheet. In view of this, Mr. Addison could only cross-examine the witness on non-pink sheet-related matters until after the issues are resolved by the audit being undertaken by the accounting firm KPMG.
The pack of 7 envelopes that were given to us last week, Thursday, we have checked and there are only 3 pink sheets that correspond to the exhibits we have. We have not received any other batch of documents. Or the exhibit numbers and the polling station names and codes were different. All the rest, and they are about 257, my lords, and only 3.
We don't even know whether the EC has the same documents as the first and third respondents. We don't know. All they do is we produce the documents and they'll say, and we don't have this. It's not helpful. It's not at all helpful. We need to know what you have, first of all. But this way of doing it, that makes us completely helpless.
I can volunteer to go and say to Mr. Kotoapa if you'll not see tomorrow. So we can agree within the ranges that they have difficulties. Let's see if we can get a few of them that they can use for the next. I don't want it to appear as if we are being unduly obstructive of this process, but we have genuine concern.
My lords, I would just like to add a point which I think is important. My lord, what we're drawing attention to is that in some cases, as with the MBJ 88, effectively you have 2 different polling stations being referred to. Now, if you have 2 different polling stations, we're in a case where petitioners are trying to annul results from polling stations. Which of those 2 are we going to select? And that is being repeated in these other batches that have been given. So if you have so many instances where the same exhibit number is being used for 2 different polling stations, then the problem that this court is going to face is really quite a problem, because they are asking you to nullify the votes of citizens of this country, and they cannot even be clear on which polling station they are talking about. We have MBJ 88 referring to 1 polling station in 1 case, and then suddenly they pull out another MBJ 88 which refers to another polling station. And these other 200 and more instances are in exactly that category. We simply cannot operate like that. This will in part be resolved when we have the list from the referee as regards what has been filed, especially when it is checked against the control mechanism, because we have clearly indicated that the registrar's copies were compromised.
My lords, we do not know what the third respondent has been served with. It still remains a state secret. He has refused to disclose it to this court. Then, first respondent also tags along. When third respondent says he does not have it, he also says he doesn't. And lately, second respondent has joined the chorus. Now, we are aware that when first respondent was served with processes, he went back again to be supplied with documentation he did not have, which implies he now had been served with everything. We have always been aware of this. So it surprises us very much that every time this matter comes up, he gets up to say he has not got A, he has not got B. With respect to second respondent, when he was served, he refused service the first time on the grounds that he did not have the full complement of the pink sheet, as a result of which he had to be served the next day. That is how come he had an extra day to respond to our affidavit. Now, having accepted service the second time, full service of pink sheets, does it lie in his mouth to join this chorus, to keep on saying that he hasn't received this, he hasn't received that?
It is, however, not clear when KPMG will complete its work. Meanwhile, Mr. Addison also cross-examined Dr. Faridan on the unsigned pink sheet and registration of minors.
You have already told this court that you accept that 905 pink sheets were not signed by the presiding officer.
Yes, my lord.
Now, can you make available to us the list of these 905 polling stations?
My lord, he submitted the exhibits to us, and it's from the exhibits that we made that assessment.
Yes, you have indicated 905, and we are asking if you can provide the list of these 905 so we know precisely the polling stations you're talking about.
My lord, yes, with time we could give the specific polling stations that we're talking about.
You can provide it tomorrow?
My lord, I can provide that by Monday.
Now, Dr. Farajan, are there minors registered in the 2012 final voters register?
My lord, technically, no.
What does that mean?
It means there's nobody on the register whose age will be shown to be under 18.
But otherwise, there are people on the register who could be said to be minors.
My lord, I don't know the basis on which you would say that.
So what is the meaning of technically? When you say technically, it means that it's possible that they are minors.
But I mean, even if they are minors, you would not see by the look of it.
So which is which? Are there minors or there are no minors?
There are no minors.
But you recall you had a press conference and you said there were minors on the register.
There are no minors. I appealed, my lord, to the general public, saying that some people looked from the picture to be under the age, required age. And if that were the case, everybody should help us to remove those names from the register. Some of them were removed on that basis, so I would assume that those that are left are not under 18.
Dr. Afarijan is expected to produce some registers which the petitioners claim contain double registrations.
Bubu Klinugu and George Asikri's report.